guys. Nice to be here. And thanks, Pastor Mark, for the awesome introduction. I'm not as great as he says he is, right? Like, he's just hyping me up. But anyways, today we are going to continue our renew series. And it really talks about the renewal of our mind. So I like the mission that Pastor Mark highlighted earlier, where it's saying it's to honor God and to make disciples, right? And to honor God, there's a scripture that says you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength. And we sometimes think just giving God to our hearts is just great. Like, you can have the heart, all of it, it's fine, but the mind is mine. But actually, to be effective and do what God wants us to do, we need to honor him with our minds and our strength. You know, sometimes it's cold, you don't want to read the devotional, or you want to check whatever. You're using strength, right? You're moving out of your comfort zone. So that's why we're taking so much time to focus on the mind, and I really hope you guys enjoyed the renew series so far. And before I go into, so I'm going to take us through a recap of what we've done so far, and then up to where we are now, so we can all create a nice, solid story. So your mind is not your brain. Did you know that? Your brain is solid matter. It's gray. It's got like funny shapes. And it keeps your body alive. So there are people who are actually alive, but they're out of their minds. Right? So the brain is working because the heart is pumping, the blood is flowing, but the mind is not functioning. So therefore, the brain keeps the body alive. The mind keeps you alive, and you are spirit. You are a spirit that lives in a body. So if you focus on growing your mind, you will grow while your brain focuses on growing your body. Get it? Ne? Okay, cool. So our core scripture is therefore be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Growing your mind grows your spirit. So I moved way too fast. And you know the adverts from... what's this thing? Arrive alive. Speed kills, ne? So I'll just try and be... So our first thoughts, interactions, we spoke about thoughts, right? From the mind comes thoughts, and there's a scripture that says, as a man thinks, therefore he is, right? And the fascinating thing about thoughts is that you can have a lot of thoughts in succession, but you can only have one thought at a time. So your mind can be occupied by one thing at a time. And therefore, you need to be mindful of what you are thinking about and how that informs who you become. Because ultimately, I don't know if you've heard this thing, that it's not about what happens to you, it's how you respond to it. And it's all based on how your mind operates and reacts to stuff. And so if you're controlling your thoughts, you are able to create nice protein patterns where your mind is just taking a shortcut. We'll dive into that later. And I remember when Pastor Mark was introducing it, we also spoke about these protein patterns, that what you think about the most just pops up easier. I mean, like, you're just sitting there and you just, oh, my crush, and then they pop up quickly. But if you think about, oh, my trigonometry, there's a bit of a struggle because you don't think about that a lot. Okay, so there are 8 building blocks that will help you to think like a champion. You don't want to have a big brain and a big body and a small mind. I mean, not cool. We've got these building blocks that we have been talking about. So the first building block on creating a champion mindset of being able to control our minds and think about the right things, right, is awareness, right? So... would you fix a leaking roof if you never saw the leak? If it's not rain, like, people don't fix roofs in winter, like, they just paint them. But because there's no rain to pour there, like, you'd never know. So you will never solve a problem you don't know you have. You need to be aware. You need to see what is the issue, and then you can work at solving it, you know? So if you don't know if you've got cancer, you won't go for chemo. You'll just think, oh, someone just threw lightning at me or whatever, you know? So if you need to know the problem, then you can solve it. So we spoke about awareness. And then we moved on to motivation, right? So someone sees you there at the top of the roof. Why are you fixing it? It's because you don't want rain to come and damage your furniture. So that is motivation. So what pushes you to want to change your thoughts? What pushes you to want to change the situation that you are already aware of, right? And then the third one is the speed, guys. We must manage it. Okay, so the third block was confidence. So believing that I'm up there fixing my roof, I can fix it. It will be fixed. So when you spoke about confidence, you are actually now testing your mind that actually I can change things. You remember that rubber band that when you think about it, poop, you snap and then you change it. So you're building confidence. You are now trusting yourself that when I put my mind to something, I can do it. And you guys know that, right? If your mind is not into it, then you're not going to achieve it. And we say these things so loosely, but that's actually the truth, you know? And then speed again. Okay, confidence, yes. And then intensity, again, you've found a new thought pattern, focus on it deeply. So the more you focus on it, the easier it becomes to think about those things. And it speaks a lot about focus and how intentional. I think that intensity comes from the word intentional, that I actually choose to focus on this thing. I choose to think about this thing. And that's what the fourth building block was all about. Okay, and then I have got a reflection for you guys. So you guys have gone through all these nice things, right? What have you learned? How did the daily devotions impact your mind and your thinking? Because we were choosing what is important, we were thinking about it, we have confidence we can change it, we are aware we have a leaking roof, and we are aware that our mind is not our brain. So just a few minutes, and just chat to the facilitator to ask, like, how has it changed your life? We have all these exercises and devotionals. How has it helped you? So just a disclaimer, how this is going to work, it only works if you exercise your mind. You need to think about what happened. You need to try and remember, as hard as it is, just try and remember something that is meaningful to your heart. And your heart tells you, always know what is important to you. And if you share those experiences, then you are able to grow. Because the brain is a muscle, like, you know? And if you exercise your muscle, it gets fit and strong, and your mind is also like that. So we must just try and stimulate it and try and make sure we get out of it what we put in. Okay, so this week we are going to speak about attention. Right? Who has watched Black Panther? Okay, great. So you will like it because... sorry, my phone. Hi. Yeah. No. So, what? Yeah, we just... sorry, guys. Sorry. What was I talking about again? Black... Who? Oh, yes. Oh, okay. So today's slides are based on Black Panther, so that's pretty cool. But did you see what just happened now? I was distracted, right? And the thing is, I could have chosen to decline the call because I'm in the middle of something. And the thing is, attention means exactly that. I need to pay attention now and not later because... No. My Pastor Mark, I'm busy with something. I've got 35 minutes actually. And if I want to pay attention later, all these guys' parents will come fetch them and I'll be preaching to myself. So I need to do it now, you know? And that's the thing with attention. It needs to be paid now and not later. Otherwise, it's meaningless. If you don't concentrate on an exam during that time, even if you sit in the exam hall for all your life, it will mean nothing because it was not at the time it was required. And you know what's interesting about attention? So you know that we spend time, right? You can spend time on anything you want. You choose. And the thing is, the difference between you and your granddad is that you have a lot of time to do stuff. He's like really running out of time. And whatever he spent his time on is a reflection of the life that he's living now. But the thing is, if he did not pay attention to the important things, he's probably a very angry grandpa who smokes a lot and swears and stuff. But if you pay attention to the right things, then your life gets to where it needs to be, because no matter how much time you have on your hands, you still owe attention something. If you don't pay attention, then you are not winning. With all the time that you have, it will be totally wasted. So today we'll just try and dive into a lot of that. And the thing is, if I don't pay attention now, I won't finish the sermon. because I'll be taking another call. I mean, I'm a very popular person, so you guys must understand. So I'll just, you know, I'll try to keep my attention together. Okay, so before we start on the scripture, can we just quickly pray and just ask the Holy Spirit to make sure that my popularity does not impact our lesson? Heavenly Lord, we just thank you today. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, for Lord, your word says that if two or three are gathered in your name, my Lord, you are there with them. We welcome you and your presence, my Lord. We trust you that, Lord, you will just permeate our minds, my God, that, Lord, you will remove all distractions from our hearts and all our and our minds, my God, that, Lord, we may hear you when you speak, my Lord. Lord, I pray just for even reminding us of the things that we need to remember, for the Holy Spirit convicts us in all truth and it shows us the way in which we need to go. My Lord, I just thank you for the season, my Lord, of our minds being changed and transformed, my God. May we become the children that you want us to be, my God. And Lord, may you make us strong, my Lord. And Lord, may you just give us strength over all our distractions in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just pray that you also speak through me, my Lord, that, Lord, it is your word and not ours and not our wisdom. For Lord, everything we want is from you, my God. And Lord, we just thank you that, Lord, you're going to give us strength to love you with all of our hearts, our minds, and all of our strength. Through you, through our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, so if you don't remember anything I say today, please remember the scripture. Scripture is the most powerful thing with which we can change our minds and change our lives. So remembering it and thinking deeply about it. So our scripture comes from Proverbs 4, 25, and Proverbs 23, 19. We just combine them together because we feel it then says, you know, the right message that we want to convey about attention. And it says, let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Listen, my son, and be wise, and set your heart on the right path. If you're not on the right path, honey, you're going to get lost. And your petrol is going to run out, and you're going to have problems. And your battery life is going to die, and you can't call friends. So focus on the right path. So if you just on the example, like the king of Wakanda, he sees Killmonger there, the other panther, and he's just trying to understand what is this person on about and how he needs to focus on the right things regarding this person and regarding the situation. So if we look straight ahead and fix our gaze directly at the Lord, we will then be able to reap all the benefits that comes with loving the Lord and living for him, which is like all these great things like eternal life, joy, prosperity, and everything that we ask for, because he gives us the desires of our hearts when we delight in him. So what does these proverbs teach us about managing our attention? In your context, don't use my words. What do you think these words are saying? And when you read scripture, just try to break it down. Like, look your eyes straight ahead, full stop. Fix your gaze directly before you, the Lord. Listen, my son, and be wise. Everyone wants wisdom. And like with wisdom comes all the other lovely things. And just set your heart on the right path. So 2 seconds. What do these proverbs teach us about managing our attention? Okay. I said 2 seconds, guys. No, I'm sorry. And we'll have devotionals for the rest of the week. Any other thoughts, we can unpack there. Okay, so I really want to just dive into what actually attention is. So scripture did a nice job defining it, but in simplified terms, attention is choosing to focus your mind on one thing and ignoring other things that could distract you. So I needed to focus my mind on just this mic and these slides and leaving everything else that could distract me, because it's not worth it. I will not finish my task. I'll just allow all these things that are not important just to take my time. And frankly, I owe attention something, so I need to pay it. So if you can just remember that attention is choosing to focus your mind on one thing, ignoring other things that could distract you. Can we all say it together? Attention, until that thing is done, then you can focus on other things, you know? And I like to make, you know, this example of focusing on one thing. So imagine you're writing an exam. You've got 2 hours to finish 6 questions. If you choose to focus on other things that are not there, you'll probably will not finish your exam and you will not pass. And you'll repeat a grade, and unfortunately, you'll have to come back pay the same attention for 2 hours. If you don't do it, you'll come back again. And until that attention is paid in the given amount of time, only then can you grow and progress to the next grade, right? And unfortunately, you don't just pay attention once and say, whoo, 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 I've paid it, great, done. It's a continual journey because you need to move from grade 1 to grade 12, then varsity. So you need to be able to train your mind to pay attention when it is required and don't allow distractions at that particular point in time until you finish what you are doing and you move on. And also, you know, in an exam, if you spend too much time on one question, you focus on one question at a time, and you are able to then time yourself and move on in the required amount of time. And also, you know, what I realize about distraction, it takes you so much longer to go back to your train of thought. Remember when I took the call? I wasted about a minute just trying to remember, and now I ignored it. I was able to continue with my conversation. And that's what distraction does. Like, it steals a lot of time from you. What is the enemy of attention? I think I just gave it away. So if you look at the king of Wakanda, our glorious king has just been put on the throne. He's now looking at his subjects and wanting to grow his people. And then comes Killmonger. Like, he just disturbs him. They have this whole big fight. The movie goes on and on, only to end with him still being king. So he was distracted and his attention was diverted from what he was supposed to do to doing something else. So, and they really had to fight because the king's focus was to protect his people. So yes, we've said it's distraction. And I want to just ask you, I'll share what my definition of distraction was. It was like really hectic. But I want you guys to share with us quickly what distracts you from doing what is important. Again, only you know your experiences, only you know your life, only you know your mind, and only you can tap into what actually disturbs you, because each and every one of us has different things that are important to us. So when we talk about this question, you really just need to assess and be aware, like check for the leaks in the roof and then try and find exactly what it is so then we can deal with that. Okay, I'll give 3 minutes for this one. Okay. Did we manage to do that? Were you able to suss out what exactly is the problem in life? Okay, that is great. You know, and the thing about distraction is that they show up, these thoughts just show up uninvited. Like, this guy just came, like, no one invited him to the party, he found his way in, and he created this whole big storm. I mean, really, you know? And I think that talks to also my weakness in the distraction part. So I had a problem with social media distracting me from doing stuff. Like, I was studying, working, and knowing you're at work, you've got this big project, you need to think about it, and like, actually, let me just check my Facebook quickly, and then boom, the nicest statuses are being thrown there, and you're like, how? Why don't they share these things when I'm not busy or when I need to focus on something? You know, and then there's nice Twitter feed, and then you stay there. And the thing is, it then takes away what you should have been focusing on. Now I saw that Liddy has a cat that can speak Afrikaans, and her cat, you know, and I'm just thinking about this cat now. So what social media does is that it gives you a lot of, how do I put it, a lot of nice-to-know information, and not stuff that is actually important. So I deleted my Facebook about 5 years ago. I know you were still in preschool then. But, and because I realized that this thing is going to be my downfall. I will not grow where I need to be at work because, frankly, it's actually just easier and nicer, and I want to be happy all the time, you know? So I was like, actually, I'm not as strong as I would like to believe, so therefore this thing needs to go. And guess what? I still have friends, I still have a life, and I'm able to finish all my tasks. And I've just really grown from that. It hasn't been easy, but I actually realized, and I try. You know, sometimes I say, I know, I'll just block this person, or just go in at night, or go, it lasts only a week, and then afterwards, boom, you are back in, because the protein patterns have been developed in our brains to say the nicest thoughts, what you think about the most is then the quickest shortcut your brain that will take. And what is so critical with us at this age that we're at is that your brains are still developing. You are still learning about the world. You're still learning about the Lord. You're still trying to find your own identity. And if you spend time thinking about someone else's identity and what they're doing and all these things that are false things that are posted there, you don't give your brain time to grow and develop. And then it means all there is to your brain is this, just these little shortcuts, and you only think about retweets and likes and versus me, at least social media came where I had finished varsity, so at least my mind had been trained to keep and maintain attention, and when the distractions came, I was able to identify them. So if we want to grow our spirit, we want to grow our mind, we need to deal with distractions, see it for what it is, and cut it out. Okay, we're going to run out of time. So basically, what I'm trying to say is that distraction is a big deal. It is really such a big, big deal. If you don't focus on your exam, you're going to repeat grades, and your younger sister is going to catch up with you and leave you in school. And we don't want that. We do not want that, you know? But also, you also don't want to be a big adult there, and the only thing you know is about statuses. And I mean, who's going to want to marry you? Come on, you know? And the thing is, it's these little things that create and build up our minds to be that. And the thing is, the scripture that I shared earlier, so as that man thinks, so is he. So if you think about certain things, that's what and who you are. And also just think about a doctor doing brain surgery, and then they pick up their phone. What happens? I mean, that person could die. Like, it's really serious. Or even if you're driving and you get a text message, disaster.com. So we don't want that. you know, and then attention without distraction can be your success. So if you're focusing on that exam and you don't allow anything in that 2 hours, you will be successful. But if you allow distraction, it could be a failure. This amazing lady kept focused on protecting Wakanda. The king had been distracted. He was dealing with Killmonger and doing whatever. His other men were now protecting the new king. Nakia was focused on doing other things, but she kept focused. So Nakia wanted to leave the kingdom because she doesn't want the new king, but she kept committed to Wakanda. She kept committed to protecting it and serving her country. And at the end of it all, she was able to turn everyone's mind for the turnaround to happen. So had this one last person not had that will to maintain her focus and not be distracted by all these things that are happening around her, she had a mission and she stuck to it. And that's what created the success. So it is a big deal because it defines whether you move forward or you stay where you are. So, before I move in there, right? So if you are able to maintain your attention now, you are able to then control your future, but then you're not focusing on what's happened in the past because that is past, you know? I'll tell you something, the only real moment that exists in your life is this. You are sitting on this chair, that's all you're doing. Everything else is in your mind. What are you going to do afterwards has not happened. Maybe it might come out, there's a huge thunderstorm, your plans have changed. What happened before you left, it happened. You can talk about it, but you can't do that. So your mind has the ability to move in between presence, but your body can't. And it's important that you focus on what your body is doing because what you're doing now will be a memory 5 minutes from now. So you need to keep focused. So can your physical body be in the past? Yes. Wow. Hello. I want to go visit my friend from primary. Can you take me? Man, we must make money. We must talk after this. So we can't travel in time, okay, until we see his invention. Can your physical body be in the future? No. You can't. It can only be in the present. The only thing that exists is now. That is all. If there was to be a bomb and everyone dies, we all died doing this. Nothing else. Can your mind be in the past? Yes. Analyzing something that we've done. So we need to be able to control our minds and be present. And the thing is, there's a lot of time that we spend by ourselves that we can move around, go wherever, but when we are doing something, we just need to be there and focus now. Imagine if I was to go to FNB Stadium today and go with my Barcelona ticket and sit there. Like, what would happen? I miss the now moment of the time, you know? So can our mind be in the future? Yes, it can be. But our body can't be, can't go there. So again, if anything you did not hear, please hear this. The scripture that we're looking at is Matthew 6, verse 34. It says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. So we focus on what God is doing now. And it takes us to our win question to say, Lord, what is important right now? And our minds can be delusional and say, no, this is important. But if you ask the Lord will show you, because only he knows truth and he leads us in truth. So it tells us where our attention should be in everything that is happening. Like right now, I'm focusing on the clock. Ne? So that's what's important now. Yeah. And the thing is, if you don't focus on what's important right now, you'll miss your opportunities, you'll miss your moments. You'll eventually get to FNB Stadium when the game is finished. So when you're waking up in the morning, you need to focus on all the steps that you need to do. And if you don't, you will miss something and your day will be disturbed. So what is important now? Between now and the next hour, what is it? And focus on that. When someone is talking, what is important? What is the most critical thing? And you need to continue asking yourself as the week progresses. So I want to just give you a few skills for being able to pay attention, right? Learn to focus and unfocus. You can't be doing an exam for 12 hours. You will faint, right? So you need to focus at the right time and unfocus. And I think you guys have been doing very well, because when I speak, you are able to focus on me. And then when we are doing these interactions, you break that focus, you focus on the conversation. So you're doing well, you just need to practice it and be mindful of it. I mean, if you look at her, she had to switch her focus between two roles. She was trying to teach that CIA guy to fly the plane, but also come back and be in the fight. And if she was fighting and thinking about that guy, she would have been stressed and she probably would have been killed very quickly. And then also know when to focus internally or externally. A lot of things are happening around us and a lot of things are happening within us. You need to be able to identify between what you are feeling and what you are experiencing and what you are seeing, and being able to focus and also asking the Lord, what is important right now? Is it my feelings or my external environment? So if your mom is shouting at you in the car, she needs to decide whether she wants to focus on the emotions of shouting at you or focusing on the road. So her external versus internal focus is very critical, and it is actually very impactful and life-changing. And then give power to the good things and not the bad things. So when you ask this win question, it could go either way, right? You can, you know, this is important. But focus on the good things. Focus on the brighter side of life. You can't just say, ooh, I'm focusing on this mom abusing me. Actually, she's telling me, look at your homework, whatever the case is. So you choose. And Mbaku here had to choose whether she's going to focus on the fact that T'Challa killed him or the fact that his family is here pleading for forgiveness and bowing to his throne. And he chose to focus on the good things, and that's why we were able to say Wakanda. So just be able to focus on that and just choosing. And the more you choose those right thoughts, those protein patterns are created, and you are quickly able to see past the negativity and choose the positive. And then this is our very, very last scripture before we close the session. So the scripture is in Hebrews 12, verse 1 to 3. Because we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of God. Few things I want to highlight also in this scripture. It says, and let's run with endurance. You can't pass one exam. You need to pass many exams and just endure, you know? And also, the founder, Jesus is the founder and perfecter of our faith. So if we focus on him, our faith will be perfected. If I had not prayed and asked for him to help me with the distractions, I would not have been able probably to take that other call, because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak, and we need Jesus in everything that we do. And Christ was able to endure the cross. the cross was hard. Doing the right thing is sometimes very hard. You want to read the Bible, but it's cold. You know, and doing the right thing is really, really hard. But Christ was able to do that, and he helps us because we live with the resurrection power that he had. And, okay, so please practice this win question throughout the week. What is important now? Train your mind to focus. Go back to that rubber band exercise. You know, like you was able to work. And even now, when you choose what is important, whatever you're talking to someone, you're doing what is important now. Can you just really try and practice that? So this is a challenge that I'm putting out this week. We've got devotionals that will be shared in the WhatsApp group that will help you through the week. And there's also printouts at the back for those who are not on social media, who just like to be like me, write and read from papers and not from people's statuses. And you just know that when you focus on what's important, you will be able to win. So the next step, join the WhatsApp group. A lot of insight will be shared there. Have your devotions. Even if it's once a week you did something, just try and do them. And then just do the exercises. Just try and practice. Practice makes perfect. And then can we just pray quickly? And I think we just really want to take this moment for just God to use our minds and use our hearts, you know, and just help us in our weaknesses. So, Lord, we just thank you for this time in your presence that we have spent. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that, Lord, you've simplified complex things for us, my Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are at work in us. And, Lord, you know the desires of our hearts. For, Lord, we want to please you. We want to do what is right, Lord. We want to grow, my Lord. We want to live out the destiny that you have for us. Lord Jesus, we thank you for dying on the cross. For, Lord, in you, we have everything that we need. We have everything, my God, that you have given us, my Lord, in your resurrection power. And yeah, Lord, we just honor you for this day, and we just honor you for what you are doing in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And just before I close in prayer, is there anyone who really feels that they're trying so hard to get their minds right, and they are struggling to do it, that, you know, you want to do the right things, but the distractions just pop in, and they pull you, and they pull you all sorts of directions. Can I just see by a raise of hands for those who just are struggling with that, who just can't focus their minds on the things that are important? And maybe just be more brave and stand. I think that would be great. And then we can just pray with you because the word says that you do not have because you do not ask. And we all have our weaknesses, and the Lord gives us strength through all of those. So just thank you. So everyone else has mastered their mind. You are able to do what is needed, and you're able to focus on the right things. And even if you don't have the courage to stand, we'll just pray with you. So can we just all pray this following prayer? Lord Jesus, I dedicate my mind to you. I want to love you with all my heart, with all my mind, and with all my strength. Thank you, Lord, that you have conquered for me. Thank you, Lord, for making me into a new creation. I invite you to stay in my heart, in my mind, and to remind me of the important things. I love you, Lord. Amen. So next week, we don't have youth, sorry, you can just stay, okay, not sorry, actually, I think they'll have something exciting in the sanctuary. For those who are joining us and lead the course, we will see you there. We leave at 5 on Friday, yeah, and then in 2 weeks' time, the week after, we're focusing on emotions, so you are able to focus, your thoughts inform your emotions. So if you think you like the crush, your heart will follow, right? Anyways. And then, yeah, so we'll see you guys the week after next. And just enjoy your devotionals, check them out, and just practice, and then you'll be stronger. Thank you.